The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
I used to host Haiti Journal on WPPT.
Farah Larieux is a Haitian who's lived in South Florida for 12 years. She's hosted a local public television talk show on Haitian affairs. She has a TV production company.
I still have my entertainment show on Tele Anacauna that airs in South Florida.
Achievement awards and community service plaques hang on the walls of her house in Miramar. But anxiety also hangs over Larieux's life here and will for another 3 months.
If President Trump doesn't sign the executive order to extend TPS for Haitians, your life collapses and you're going to be on deportation proceeding too.
TPS means temporary protected status. It's the federal program that lets Larieux and almost 60,000 other Haitians stay in the U.S. since an earthquake destroyed much of Haiti in 2010. Larieux got TPS that year just as she was facing deportation because her visa had expired. Since then, Haitian TPS has been renewed every 18 months. That's mainly because disasters, natural and political, keep making Haiti a dangerous place to go back to. TPS expires again on July 22nd. This time, the U.S. president who decides whether to renew it is Donald Trump.
You try to not think about it because it's too stressful.
Stressful, of course, because of President Trump's high-profile crackdown on immigration. Many Haitians who have TPS report they've lost jobs here because their employers feel certain Trump won't renew their work permits.
This is a real crisis for our community, and people are scared to death.
Marlene Bastien heads Femmes Haïtiennes, or Haitian Women of Miami. Last week, Femmes and other groups held a press conference in Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood to lobby Trump for TPS extension. They laid out why they believe letting TPS expire would be cruel to Haitians here and counterproductive to U.S.-Haiti policy. One big reason? Last month, workers for the charity Food for the Poor discovered 240 Haitians living in a cave in southwest Haiti. Among them were these children singing hymns. They'd been left homeless and foodless by the devastation of Hurricane Matthew last fall. Food for the Poor staff member Debbie Springer was one of the first to see them.
It was so silent. Like, you could hear the water droplets and you could hear the breathing, and it was so labored and everyone was coughing.
And they were just the latest victims found living in caves in Haiti. Angela Loma is Food for the Poor's director, based in Coconut Creek. He says it's one more jolting sign that Haiti, the Western Hemisphere's poorest country, still isn't fit to take back so many expats.
They would put a tremendous burden on the country. Where crisis is the norm, the mortality rate is 1 out of every 14 children. No developed nation would accept that. They should allow them to stay here, make a living here. When they send remittances, we see homes in Haiti going up.
In fact, the more than $1 billion in remittances Haitians in the U.S. send back to Haiti each year represents a large part of that country's GDP. Advocates also argue that since most Haitians who have TPS are so embedded here, deporting them would be a big blow to their communities.
Out of those 50,000 people who are here, a lot of them have been living in the U.S. before the earthquake.
Surette Michel is a Haitian-born attorney in South Florida representing Haitians who have TPS.
They are buying houses, they are working, they are paying taxes. You cannot just wake up one day and tell them, hey, you got to go back. Maybe the government has to think a way to help those people adjust the status.
The federal government has said TPS holders may not adjust their immigration status to something more permanent. But this month, a federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled that since they're lawfully here, they can. As for Trump himself, he has not indicated if he'll extend TPS for Haitians this summer, or if he'll decide temporary protected status has become too permanent and end it. Haitians here remember what Trump told them during his campaign last year.
I really want to be your greatest champion, and I will be your champion, whether you vote for me or not.
Donald Trump came to Little Haiti, where we are right now, and he said that he will be the best president for Haitians.
That's former Haitian Prime Minister Laurent Lamothe visiting Haiti last week to promote his foundation to aid rural Haiti. He says Haitians take Trump at his word, but if there's one thing he knows about Trump, it's that you never know. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.